Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Real Mentors Podcast. It's back to school week, and in honor of back to school week, we're going to talk today about movies, TV, and of course, have some fun along the way, which is what we always do, just not just in honor of school week. So, that being said, we got an Oscar uproar this week. We got an actual few geniuses working at WB, and Star Trek Boldy going nowhere. To help me talk about this stuff and more, of course, we got first our technical producer, the head of the girlslife.com studios, Mr. Mike Rose.
How's it going, everybody?
How you doing, man?
Yo.
Trying to keep it together, man. It's been a week.
Yeah. That's a full-time job on its own, I'm sure.
You got that shit right.
And, of course, we got live from Houston, our brother himself, gearing up for his fantasy football draft. Chewy, how you doing, brother?
Yo, what's going on?
You ready, man? You ready to do this?
I'm ready, willing, and able.
I don't sound convinced. I'll get ready for fantasy because obviously we got football starting up in a couple weeks. Everyone's excited, but Mike, gotta know, dude, because I know you've expressed your hatred for fantasy football, and I'm kind of curious why they hate, dude.
It's not hate. It's just that's boring to me. Sorry.
I don't know, okay. Man.
I won't buy that for a dollar.
I think Mike, he tried once. I had a really bad experience.
I lost a dollar gambling, and so I never want to gamble again.
He probably has one of those loser tattoos.
Loser tattoos.
I came in last place, and I'm done.
He was trying to outsmart everybody and drafted a defense and kicker first. And you know,
or he went homer and went all Dolphins.
that's a recipe for disaster.
That's moronic.
Actually, Mike, I saw the – for whatever these are worth, but I was talking to a friend of mine, and he looked at the ESPN, power rankings or whatever they do on a weekly basis, and now the Dolphins are last.
The Dolphins are terrible, dude. The defense is going to be awful.
Are they last? Bad? Are they, like, the worst?
They could be. It's possible. Really? Well, dude, I watched the Jets last night. They looked – Sam Darnold looks almost ready for prime time.
Let's calm
down. They're coming back away from being really good this year. But I think they're going to be in 2 or 3 years, they're going to be a good team.
The Dolphins,
on the other hand, in 2 or 3 years, are going to still be sucking CO2.
The same team.
It's all good.
That's all good. But yeah, we got about 2 weeks before kickoff, right? No, 2 or 3 weeks? I don't know.
Close enough. Gonna, 3 weeks, actually. So we have this is the second week of preseason, so.
Okay, so we still got 3 weeks. Okay,
actually,
whatever.
Technically the third week of preseason if you count the Hall of Fame game, so.
I don't count any of those games, to be honest.
They suck.
Whatever.
I do enjoy watching, like, some of the prospects play and stuff like that, but you have to kind of gauge yourself and look and see, you know, this kid's playing against third string talent, so it's not real.
That's what I'm saying. I never look up preseason. It doesn't mean much. As long as nobody gets hurt, which has happened to the Redskins, you should be fine. But let's get into it, man. A lot of cool stuff to talk about. Actually, I saw this. Let's do a quick little take. And if you guys, I read this story about Mark Hamill. And apparently he's not one to rely on when it comes to advice, because this article came out and he was – haven't talked about how when he met Arnold Schwarzenegger way back in the day. This is before he hit it big. And Arnold asked him his advice about, you know, what to do, you know, I guess to help him along, you know, in the industry. And Mark Hamill says, oh, yeah, that he won't succeed unless he changes his last name and hides his accent. Exactly.
All righty then.
No wonder Kylo went to the dark side, dude. And then, yeah. Needs to say Arnold did not take his advice, and of course the rest is history. So I thought, dude, that's hilarious. But then again, I don't blame him. I probably would have told him the same thing. I think most people probably would have. I guess Schwarzenegger is not exactly a name that kind of rolls off the tongue and
get back to the chopper.
Yeah,
that
accent was pretty bad. But anyway, let's get into it now. We'll start with the question of the week, and we got a few releases coming out this week. Nothing big, I know. The biggest one, I guess, I don't know. I know it's getting canned reviews, but I thought it was okay. It was Mile 22. Mark Wahlberg's newest movie, Peter Berg directed and all that. Nothing to write home about, for sure. But I don't think it's as bad as anyone says it is. That being said, we'll do a question of the week here, and we'll put a gun to your head, and we'll do not a Mark Wahlberg here. So, to choose his worst movie, and I got two. I'll start with Chewie. Gun to your head. The Happening or Planet of the Apes?
Ooh.
Oh, man. Planet of the Apes was pretty bad.
It was very bad.
Yeah. Planet of the Apes. Lock it in.
That's the way. Okay. Mike?
between those two, yeah, I'd say that was worse.
I agree with him. I'll take his, yeah. The Happening is pretty bad, too, though. It's just Planet of the Apes is so awful, bro.
Such a bad movie. I was so disappointed when that came out. That ending was ridiculous. It was so stupid. Yep. It's nonsensical. What a bad movie. Oh, my God. But the Happening's horrendous. I think that one's even worse, and that says a lot.
That's one of those movies where you walk out of it. I'm talking about Planet of the Apes right now, that you walk out of it, and you're like, oh, my gosh. I can't believe I just spent money on watching that thing.
I think that was the beginning of Tim Burton's like downfall.
Right.
Yeah, I think he had a really bad string.
He's done some horrible shit.
That's what I'm saying.
Dark Shadows, bro. Oh, my gosh.
That was really bad. That Alice in Wonderland. I think that was the beginning of this downfall.
The second Alice in Wonderland. Worse.
They both were terrible. I'm not sure if he did the second one, to be honest with you. I know he did the first, and I hated it. But all that being said. But, you know, on the flip side, because Wahlberg does shitty movies. He does. But he does good stuff, too. So that being said, and I'm not counting The Departed because that's not his movie. He was great in it, and it's a fantastic film. What's his best movie?
That's, I don't
interesting
know.
Interesting sound. So, Mike, that was
weird. Wasn't me, dude.
I was like, that was Mark Wahlberg.
Sorry, that was my was reminder cheery. The podcast started.
Oh, well, good. Hey, on time as always. So what's his best film, Mike?
My opinion? That's a great question. And you said you can't count The Departed.
That's too easy. And like I said, and that's not his movie. He's in it and he's great, but that's not his
movie. It's part of an ensemble cast, so.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he was fantastic, and the movie's fantastic, but.
Yeah. I like Patriot Day.
Patriot
Day. Okay. That's a good movie. That's a good movie.
I like, I'm just saying, as far as him featuring him.
Yeah, him as the lead.
Yeah.
But Chu, you know what's his best? I mean, a few come to mind. Like you
don't
know,
say Transformers, or I'll shoot you.
Oh, no, God. Well, he wasn't in Transformers, so.
Huh?
He wasn't in Transformers, dude.
He was not in Transformers.
Oh, dude. Right. Okay.
I'm getting technical, okay?
Oh my God. You remind me, I'll kick you off the show. There's like, you know, there's Lone Survivor, there's The Tanning Job, Three Kings, Boogie Nights.
Three Kings is a good movie too, dude.
Three Kings is a really good one. I love Three Kings.
Tanning Job is a good movie, man.
Which one? Yeah, The Tanning Job is good. It's not its best, but it's good.
Yeah.
Not painting games.
I'm saying the movie.
Right. The Fighter, very good, underrated movie.
Oh yeah, that's a good movie too. That's
he was in The Fighter?
Yeah.
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 Shit.
Wow, he's what was his role? I don't remember.
I'm thinking
of the MMA one. Sorry, wrong one.
Oh, Warrior. Is that Warrior?
Yeah, that's Warrior. Yeah. Sorry.
Which is great, but The Fighter's really good.
The Fighter is really, The Fighter is like award winning.
Yeah, it's the one with Christian Bale and. Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where Christian Bale weighs like 30 pounds soaking wet.
Yeah, I'd say that one.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, yeah. I'll go either Three Kings or Boogie Nights. Boogie Nights is a good one, too. It's crazy, but
a good movie.
Yeah, I think it's Anderson. But that's the one. Like I said, he has his good stuff.
Burt Reynolds makes that movie, by the way.
Which one?
Boogie Nights.
What Burt about Reynolds?
Him? Yeah, Boogie Nights.
Hi, Burt Reynolds. Yeah, and that was
that movie's hilarious. I love that movie. That movie's funny as heck.
There's Seymour Hoffman's in that one.
There's a bunch of great people in that movie. That movie's like one of Don those Cheadle. Movies.
Yeah, Don Cheadle's in that one as well. Yes,
that one too. Wow, I don't know.
Yeah, that's right. And William H. Macy. That's a really good cast, actually.
No, that's a really great cast.
Yeah, that's and that gigantic fake 10-inch cock. I don't know.
Prosthetic.
Whatever. You had to go there.
That's the real star of the week. With a Doug Diggler. There we go. That's his name. I'm trying to think of the character name.
Yes.
By the way, let's move on here. And this was like. before I get to what the fudge, because there's a lot of what the fudge to jump on. We'll go with the best of the week, and I'm clapping for WB here, man. They got people who have brains there despite their handling of DC the last couple of years. And did you guys hear about this trailer that was pulled from YouTube about the movie The Nun? It's coming out in a few weeks.
No, I didn't hear about
that. No. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so check this out. So apparently there was a trailer, and they pulled it off really quick. They released a trailer online for The Nun, another one, whatever, or some footage of it or whatever. Either way. And I didn't see it because I got into it too late. But apparently a lot of people were complaining and writing into YouTube to remove the video because apparently there was this some kind of jump scare scene that was in there, and it freaked everybody out. And everybody went apeshit and complained to YouTube, and YouTube was forced to pull the video off. So you couldn't watch. And this happened within like 1 or 2 days. I forget exactly the time frame. So now, obviously, you can't see the video. But I'm thinking, hold up a second. YouTube has a lot of crazy shit out there. You know, and they show a lot of things. I refuse to believe that there was something so scary, quote unquote, that they were forced to pull it off. Come on. Really? WB set this up. And it's genius. It's a genius. They had YouTube probably put this on. They put his little thing on to have him, quote unquote, take it off every movie because it's too scary. And now they get free publicity because everyone's talking about it and everyone wants to know why it's so scary. Oh, shit, is it that scary, that bad that YouTube had to pull it down? His kids are talking about it. It's genius, man. Am I reading too much into that? Was it just a matter that it's just that scary? Seriously.
It can't be that scary.
Exactly.
I think you're giving WB way too much credit for this really? Shit, dude. Yeah, really. So they're in cahoots with you. So YouTube ain't going to do it. Look, forget it, dude.
I'm sure they got paid. No. I'm sure they got paid. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. Come on. You really think they're going to pull up it because it's too scary? Really?
All right. Well, when you go watch the movie and say it was all for nothing, then I'll just laugh in your face, dude.
I'm not saying that movie is going to be scary. I'm just saying people might watch it because this gets good buzz. Mike, am I off here? I mean, do you see what I'm saying?
Not at all. I think you're absolutely 100% right.
That's what I'm saying. It's genius. It's smart.
It is genius, but it's also stupid at the same time because sometimes you become infamous for shit like that.
Oh, of course. But I mean, as far as getting the word out, you want people to go check it out first weekend, which most horror movies make the buck early on. That's not a bad way of doing it, dude.
People talk.
People are like, oh, did you see? No, I didn't see it. Damn it. Oh, man. And they can't look at it anymore. So they have no choice but to go see the movie because apparently it's so scary. I think you're understanding. You're understanding it, dude. I don't think it. Come on, YouTube. It's too scary, really, dude. Of all the shit they have on YouTube. Come on, man. Come on, dude.
Too much credit, dude.
I'm not giving fat girl twerk videos are more scary than that.
Yeah.
Agreed. Chewy, how naive, dude. Fine, dude.
Yeah, you're getting way too much credit, dude.
That's Cardi B video. WB marketing,
please, dude.
I think
WB marketing, really, dude? Really? Really?
It's not like WB is a bad studio, dude. Let's be honest.
It's not, but
they have been around before WB.
WB is Warner Brothers, dude.
That's what I'm saying, dude. They're big time, dude. I mean, come on.
Marketing? Nah, dude.
Come on.
When was the last time they had a great marketing idea?
I don't know.
They've had good movies. Crickets.
I can't think at all the movies of WB, but they've done well, dude. I mean,
movie doing well is not because of the marketing. That's different. It's a good movie. But when was that marketing campaign or something?
Marketing, the trailers, all that stuff, that makes a big difference, man. We know about movies because we dig deep. Other people, the casual fans, don't know. They see the trailer, they see the marketing campaigns and the promotions, and all that stuff gets put out there. Of course, dude. And look, and the sun shines on everyone's ass, in a dog's ass, dude. It happens, man. This could be the last great idea they ever had, dude, but it's genius. That movie's going to open up to at least $25, $30 million, and you know what? You can thank YouTube for that. That's all I'm saying, dude. So let's fight Chewie's negativity here. Nace here. Chewie's taking the control of the haters' corner. he took it away from Mike.
That's awesome.
So let's get to an extended edition here of What the Fudge. There's a lot of stuff going on. We're a little late to the party in this one, but we got some scheduling snafus, as we always tend to do.
Exactly.
It is what it is. But obviously,
I got to talk about it because we had the whole uproar about the Oscars. I'm sure you guys have heard about that. Those who haven't, which I find hard to believe. Obviously, I guess ABC was pushing the Oscars to make some changes for obvious reasons, shortening the show, which they've been trying to do that for ages, and eliminating some of the categories that they actually give away on air live as opposed to putting them on the, when the commercials come on, et cetera, et cetera. But the big change was adding a new category, a new award. I guess the I'm not sure what the category is exactly, but it's going to entail, I guess, taking the most, the best of the popular movies for whatever that's worth. I don't know how they're going to define that or how that's going to be the criteria. But yeah, dude, what? The best. This is like the MTV Movie Award. This is what this is. This is Best Kiss.
It's the same MTV shit. Movie Award.
It's even worse than the MTV Movie Awards, because MTV Movie Awards is just like a popularity contest. This is like, we're going to throw an award at a movie that did really well at the box office. Well, you know what their award is? And this is just me talking. Their award is that they got a bunch of friggin' money.
Exactly.
You know?
You want box office. That's all you need to know. I mean, it's just, it's dumb. It kind of, this is the participation award. That's what this is. You know, your kid comes in last place, so he gets a little ribbon, great job, okay, your movie's not good enough to be a quote-unquote awesome contender and all that, and here's recognition, or gives you this, or this isn't what the other issue is, that it gives excuse for, like, let's assume this happened last year, right, and let's say Logan or whatever, or, you know, when Dark Knight came out, was on the cusp of, could have been nominated, you know what, and, you know, would have been anything wrong with that. People would be like, you know what, why put it in there when we have this popular category we can just toss that into? It's
like a pity fuck, dude. It's just sad.
It's what it is.
Yeah,
it's
but exactly it's stupid it because of these
it's just sad.
You think that the freaking studios care whether Avengers Age of Infinity War gets a freaking award or not? They don't give a shit.
They don't care.
This is about the audience, man. It's not the bus dude. This is about the audience. They're trying to drum up more eyes to the show, and this isn't it. Sorry.
It's not your one category is not going to get people to watch. It's not.
Ooh, more popular movie. Avengers can win. Okay. Avengers can win a trophy.
Right. Yeah, 2 13-year-old girls care about that crap.
And it's like not always just an excuse for me to say Oscar-winning Black Panther. You know, or right. Basically what it is.
Black Panther.
And as amusing as that is, you know, really, I mean, it's not, you know, I love Black Panther, it's great, whatever, Infinity Wars, I love Infinity Wars, but they're not best picture material per se. It's not what the award that award is designed for. And, you know, what if you have a great movie, let's assume, which has happened, that does really well at the box office. Okay, does you both, take out a one. If it wins best picture and they made $100 million, why isn't the most popular? It's just dumb. It's stupid. It's dumb. It's dumb. It's dumb. It's horrible. A lot of people went crazy for it. I don't know if they're going to go through it or not. And I don't, it's not the Oscar. I think it's ABC who airs them, if I'm not mistaken. They put the pressure on the Oscars to do this because obviously the ratings and whatever. Something. They're still getting 40 million. Yeah, they're still getting big views, but it's dumb. I really hope they don't go through it because I think it's just stupid. It's just asinine. You might imagine the day we get Transformers in there.
Right. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. It's a disgrace. Oh my God, Jurassic World. Oh my God, Oscar winning. You know,
like I said before, their award is all the money they made.
Of course, I mean, for the smaller movies, it's a big deal because they don't make a lot of money, and that gives them a little boost when they get nominated. Right. A lot of people have to go watch them. I get that, and that's fine. Also, they campaign for it because they want, you know, money talks. I mean, you're right. If any awards made $2 billion plus, they don't need an extra 10 minutes. It doesn't.
Nobody cares what award they got.
Yeah, nobody cares. People watching no matter what, and it is what it is. So it's a really bad idea. Next one here. This one, oh my God, this is a funny what the fudge. So Michael Bay, who exactly. So we're talking about
Michael Bay, but I just started laughing.
You know, as Fabian's ears are hurting right now.
Poor Fabian.
So, you know, he who should be in the Mount Rushmore of what the fudge, along with WB and Disney lately. So apparently he's got a new movie that he's producing, which I think, I mean, it could end up being great. I doubt it. But as far as the premise, oh my God, dude. So it's a horror movie. I guess he's just producing. He's not directing it. Not that it matters. It'd be sucky the way. And the premise is so bad, Fabian, you can't even defend this big guy. So it's about an evil podcast. Say it again. An evil podcast that causes bad things to happen to the listeners. That is the premise of the movie.
That's an amazing idea for a movie.
What?
I kid you not, dude. That was verbatim.
It's like that's the verbatim. Ring for retards.
You know, squeeze me?
It's like, what? I mean, that reminded me of that scene of Forgetting Sarah Marshall, where he's talking about Kristen Bell's character in the first movie that she did some way where the cell phone kills you. And the guys are making fun of her.
Right, it's the ring, dude. You?
It doesn't make any sense. But, like, evil podcast. Wow. Damn, dude. Woo. That, and that could very well be end up being an Oscar winning Oscar podcast.
That's a good winning idea.
Good but, dude, that's so bad. Dude, I read it, I was dying laughing. I was like, wow, dude. And, I mean,
Chewie's got his wallet out right now. Take my money!
Hey, well, slow your roll. Slow your roll, Soto.
Man, so that, I thought that was hilarious. I talk about even, well, not, this is not a worse idea, but I'm going to do a quick what the fudge version of what the fudge, a quick gun to your head. So they announced two movies that are in the pipeline. Choose one that that has to be made. And neither one you want to get made, but fine. The new Pirate 6 movie or American Pie 5.
That's right, like an evil choice.
Gun to your head, dude.
I'll say Pirate 6 because those American Pie movies are awful, bro.
Yeah, I think I'm with you. I don't even know, Chewie.
There's no way Chewie doesn't agree with me.
I don't agree with you. I'm going American Pie 6.
What?
5.
Five, whatever. Six, really? 5, 7, really? Whatever.
At least Pirate, the last one was.
Dude, the first one I loved. The first one was classic. It's a classic comedy.
It's classic. Agreed. I don't.
The second one, no. The third one was the third one when they got married, or am I getting the numbers wrong?
No, the third one's when they get married. The second one is when they go to college.
Yeah, and the fourth one was the reunion, right?
Yeah, which is terrible.
It wasn't that terrible.
The fourth
dude.
One was direct to video, I think.
No, yeah, it wasn't. Was it?
Did it? I think.
Yeah, American Reunion. Yeah, it was called American Reunion. It hit the theaters.
Right. Oh, I thought that was.
You're thinking the Bandcamp one? That was straight to video. That was with the guy's father.
Oh God, I didn't want to remember that one.
That was straight to DVD, Blockbuster, whatever.
I'd rather experience the evil podcast that causes bad things to happen.
That's hilarious.
But, you know, yeah, I got to go Pirate. I'm with you, Mike, because at least the last one was fine, dude. Like, it wasn't a bad movie. American Pie was bad.
You know, the one with Keith Richards wasn't that bad either.
That was number
four,
three.
I think, fourth.
He was in the third one, too, though.
That was with the Blackbeard, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was in the one before. He was in the third one, too.
Ian McShane, favorite.
Yeah, the great Ian McShane.
I love Ian McShane.
Gossip McShane, who won't be. He won't be starring in the Evil podcast. Please move on. The fourth one, Mike, this is dedicated to you because, you know, I know you love your PC Nazis and, you know, Twitter gangsters out there in the world and all that good shit. So apparently, two things. One was, again, Ruby Rose. She's not well known. She was in John Wick 2 and
somewhat well known. She's been in XXX, one of the last XXX movies, wasn't he?
Not many people saw it, dude. Come on. And she was in the
Benin. Orange is the New Black. She was in John Wick 2, like you said.
Yeah, it's horrible.
A few other things, yeah.
Well, she came out in the Meg, and she was awful.
But anyway. I don't know. Oh, yeah, she was in the Meg, yeah.
Yeah, she was terrible. The movie was okay. But I guess she got cast for Batwoman or whatever, for the CW or whatever, maybe the DC streaming, whatever
DC, it is. No, DC TV, whatever.
Yeah, whatever they're doing. So, and I guess there was an uproar, apparently, and she was forced out of Twitter because she was getting bombarded because I guess sexuality came into question, which I guess she's a lesbian. I don't know. And now...
Who cares?
But they're saying she's not... Whatever this means. I don't know what this means.
You know, people have developed this very thin skin now.
Well, like, it's not
they can't even take any criticism, and they quit, they rage quit Twitter or friggin' Instagram.
Well, they were saying that they were saying that, and I read some of the tweets that she's not gay enough. I'm not sure what the hell that means.
What the hell did that mean?
Right, it's like you're not gay. I mean, whatever. And there was various degrees of being gay, like, whatever. So, but a lot of shit like that were, I guess, I took offense because she, although she is not as much as they would like to see, or she doesn't represent that community as well as others. Shit like that, and it just compounded. It went off, and she's like, "Fuck this! I'm out of Twitter." She canceled her account. Which is probably the wise thing to do, given past history of some other individuals out there. Like I said, you should not be on Twitter.
Don't hit send.
You should not be on Twitter. But I mean, it's just like...
Right, if you got thin skin, you shouldn't be on Twitter.
Well, you shouldn't be on Twitter regardless. But I mean, she's getting bombarded.
There's really not many... I'm not going to say anything. I just decided to let it go.
Let it go. And along those lines, the PC Nazis at it again. Jessica Chastain, of course, an Oscar-winning actress. She was producing a new movie, action movie, I guess, called Eve. And she got someone named Matthew Newton to direct, who hasn't done a whole lot. And apparently, it was an uproar, and he was forced to leave the project. And people got mad at Jessica Chastain because she was, you know, in the whole Me Too movement. She was very vocal, whatever the case, I guess. But apparently, back in 2007, this is, you know, what? 11 years ago, he pleaded guilty to assaulting his girlfriend. You know, nothing came about it. 11 years ago, he's been clean since. And because of that, they felt that she should never have hired him. He shouldn't be directing. So he's like, you know what? He too much pressure. He got off. He jumped off the project. That's a bit much, man. I mean, I'm not excusing that. I mean, we get it. But I mean, I don't know the circumstances behind that situation. His girlfriend, shit happens. It happens. Josh Brolin went through the same shit, and he's Thanos, and Disney don't give a fuck. You just can't tweet about, you know, pedophilia, but you can hit your girlfriend. go figure.
Apparently, said it.
Whatever. But again, it happened way back.
Hollywood's like, very touchy about that.
But I'm like, dude, really, dude? I mean, I get it, but if it happened last week, okay, sure, absolutely, I'm all for it, and you should be off the project, but 11 years, people make mistakes, it happens, bro, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I felt a little bit off. I know Mike, that's excessive. Am I wrong?
It's stupid, it's ridiculous, I'm sick of it. It's lame.
It keeps happening. It's like it's never ending. People are out of control, dude. People are way too sensitive. People need to just, I mean, it's not gonna, I know what's gonna, and it's going to end, and I know all this shit with stuff at James Gunn that's still kind of out there, and, you know, obviously, you know.
It's ridiculous.
And it's funny how Disney fires the guy. This is kind of funny. They fire him, but we'll use the script. Okay.
Of course, dude. It's money. Or, they already paid him for it.
It's either he's Disney whether or he's not. I mean, I don't know. It's just you can't have it both ways. You can't fire the guy because he's not, doesn't meet the standards of Disney or whatever the hell that guy said, and all of a sudden, but we take your script. Whatever. It's just silly. But people are getting out of control. But whatever. Let's move on. Let's get to the good stuff. We got some movie tender.
All right.
Stuff dropping. We'll start with some TV stuff. Netflix, of course. Sweet. We got, of course, Mike. I'm sure he's jumping for joy because he's getting the second season of one of his favorite shows in the history of Netflix.
Which is?
Iron Fist 2 dropped this trailer.
Yeah.
Left or right on this?
You know I'm going right. You know what? I'm getting sucked back in.
Sucker!
I am a sucker, but face. You know what? I'm a fan, dude. I can't help myself.
You're a fan of the Iron Fist?
I just am a Marvel fan. I'm gonna keep coming back, and they're gonna keep.
Hold on. Did you watch Inhumans?
No. Well, yes.
Okay, then. So you can say no. You can say no to Marvel TV, dude.
No.
You can
dude,
say
the,
no.
The Inhumans were just... It was inhuman.
Okay. But you can say no. You don't watch S.H.I.E.L.D., so Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., so you say no. You can say no.
I can, but it's Netflix and it's Marvel and... Come on, dude. Don't hold my feet to the fire about this shit.
I'm holding your feet to the fire, dude. There's no softballs or easy pass on this show, dude.
Don't worry, Mike. We're not going to James Gunn you because you liked it, didn't like the Iron Fist one.
Exactly.
I didn't like the Iron Fist series. It was bad, but I'm going to give it another chance because I think it has a possibility of being good.
Chewy, right left on that trailer?
Dude, I went through...
the panel at Comic Con. You know I'm damn going right.
Well, I don't know. I'm not, no, maybe you didn't have the trailer. I don't know. I'm just saying it's possible. I like the trailer. I went right on this. The trailer was good. It was good. It didn't get me excited because I just have the bad taste still of it. But I'm hopeful off the trailer. The fight scenes look better, though. I'll give it that.
All right. Like I said.
They look better. But again,
they decided to use the mask, dude.
Yeah, they use some of the mask. But it's a trailer. They can cut it a certain way. We know, obviously, I'll be full of judgment to actually see it. But
they have a fighter actually doing the fight scenes.
No, it looked good. I liked what I saw. It was okay. I'm looking forward to it. Well, I guess, and I'll give it. I'll watch it, and we'll see if we hate it. I don't know. It can't get any worse, right? I guess. I don't know. Maybe it can. The second one that dropped, which I'm a big ride on this for me off the bat here, and that's the Emma Stone, Jonah Hill team up there. The series Maniac.
Oh yeah, the limited series.
Yes.
Yeah,
limited series. Yes. Should we start with you? What do you think?
Yeah, it looks very interesting from what I see. So I think kind of has a little Eternal that movie with John with
Eternal Sunshine.
Jim Perry.
Right.
Yes.
Jim
thank
Perry.
You. Thank
yeah.
You. Yes.
Which is on Netflix, by the way.
Well, yeah, and that's a great movie, by the way.
It's a really great movie.
It's got that kind of vibe, and I'm like, okay, I'm digging it. It looks pretty good.
It's one of the best movies of the last 18 years, my opinion.
I'm fine with that.
Top 10 at least.
I mean, off the top of my head, I don't know, but yeah, it's definitely up there. One of my favorites, there's no question about it. Mike, did you like the trailer?
I thought it looked really good.
It did, though, right?
I really don't like Jonah Hill, but it looks good.
You don't like Jonah Hill, dude? What's wrong with Jonah Hill?
I don't think he
likes skinny Jonah Hill.
You know what it is, dude? You want
Jonah Hill. He's the best.
You want the Ving Rhames size Jonah Hill, dude? Is that what you want?
Yeah,
no, dude, I like there's been some movies he's in that I like. I mean, Moneyball's a very good movie.
Yeah, Moneyball. He was in the Wolf of Wall Street. He was great in that.
Love that.
Superbad is hilarious.
Superbad is hilarious. And the Jump Street movies are both really good.
Jump Street, great, yeah. He's done good work, dude.
Was that the name of the one that he did where he was an arms salesman? That was a good movie.
That was good. He does good work.
Man. No, you're right. You're right, dude.
Yeah, surprising enough. If you look at his resume, his resume is more impressive than you would first think about because, you know, you think it's stupid comedies, but he's funny, dude. Yeah, I think it's funny. Next, we have a couple of Star Trek related. We'll start with the first one here. Sticking with TV. Of course, Discovery. I mean, I'm sorry, CBS All Access, whatever, who airs Discovery, Star Trek Discovery. And I guess they announced before about this universe that they're going to create. And although fans rejoice, we got Captain Picard returning. Jean-Luc Picard himself returning some capacity as a main character in one of these shows. Mike, starting with you. Are you right or left on this? What do you think?
I'm right because I'm a big Jean-Luc Picard fan, but
who is
Star Trek? Normally, it doesn't turn my.
You're not a fan. I thought you liked.
I like the new series it's on, and I do. I am a fan of the original recipe, but and I like Next Generation, but I it's really not rewatchable for me.
Mike, he's not into it, but he's seen every Star Trek.
Yeah, of course I have because I'm a loser. We've established this long ago.
That's fair.
He is the president of the Will Wheaton fan club, by the way.
Well, yeah.
One of the most disgusting people in the history of the franchise.
Ouch.
Chewy, what do you got?
You know, I haven't watched the show, to be honest with you. I'm not paying for CBS All Access.
No.
And honestly...
I don't blame you. I think it's a retarded idea.
Yeah, I'll watch the Star Trek movies, but as far as the TV shows, I'm going left. Sorry, fans.
It's okay.
No, I'm on the fence because you're right. I haven't seen Star Trek. I mean, I like Next Generation. I like the back.
We kind of grew up with that. Yeah, but
I wasn't a diehard fan. I mean, I watched it every so I didn't see every episode. But I watch them like the original series, like the movies, you know. But I'm not a huge Star Trek kind of guy. But hey, Patrick Stewart coming back. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I think it's cool, I guess. You know, it depends on the capacity. If he's a main character, if he's just on this side, then who gives a shit? But if he's like a main character. You know,
if it was on TV or somewhere where I could see it for free, okay, maybe I'd watch it. But I'm not paying for one show.
Agreed.
I refuse.
Oh, yeah, I'm with you there.
I'm drawing the line in the sand, CBS. F you.
For real. We got Disney coming. We got to worry about that. So speaking of Star Trek, we'll stay on the subject. Now moving on to the movie side here. We got Star Trek, of course, you know, recently negotiations stalled. Hemsworth and Chris Pine, both obviously Chris Pine being Captain Kirk, and Chris Hemsworth played his father in the first movie for about 10 minutes of the movie. They walked off the table. I guess they weren't happy with the money. Paramount wanted to give them take a little hometown discount, and then down with that. So it's not, you know, it hasn't been finalized, but right now the negotiations stalled, and it could appear that they may not end up in the next Star Trek movie. So I'll pose this question right or left, Chewie. Would it be interested in seeing part four with Dr. Chris Pine? I don't care about Chris Hemsworth because he was a minor role in the first one. That's
yeah, you can recast that quite easily.
Yeah, easily, exactly. No big deal. Yeah. But Chris Pine, I mean, right or left on him not being not on the movie. Whether he's recast or he's off on some other planet for 2 hours in the movie. I don't know.
He's on sabbatical.
I guess. He's not even
the first Jim Kirk, so I mean, really.
I mean, that's kind of like saying, okay, let's recast, you know, Iron Man 4. Let's recast Iron Man. I mean, there's some things you just can't do, man. I mean, you launched this whole reincarnation of the Star Trek universe. Pay the man his money, man. Cut money somewhere else. I mean, what is he at? I mean, okay, within reason. I mean, is he asking for $20 million and back end points or something?
That hasn't been disclosed because I think
no offense, Chris Pine, you're not a $20 million man, okay?
No. Of course not. I'm just saying.
He's not driving people to the movies.
No. But I think he wants them to honor the original contract, which I get. But and like I said, you know, he's not. They wanted to honor the initial contract, and these movies have a lot of diminishing returns. The last one didn't make as much as the second one. Second one didn't make as much as the first one. So they want to cut corners, obviously.
Right.
And Mike, I mean, would you want to see a Star Trek without Chris Pine? With this, let's assume the same cast is back. And Chris Pine.
I don't know, that's kind of weird.
Right?
But considering he's not the original Jim Kirk, like I said before, it doesn't really bother me that much. I mean, if they find somebody who does a good job, I don't have a problem with it.
He's not the original Jim Kirk, but he's the original Jim Kirk in his reiteration of this particular reboot series of the Star Trek. Right. I mean, I don't know.
It's really Jim Kirk. I mean, come on.
Well, obviously. I get that. But there's young kids who grew up or whatever, who were introduced to Star Trek in 2009 or whatever it was, the first one got released. Chris Pine is good. He's really good. You know, and if you replace him, it's weird, and the chemistry and the cast. And you're right, Chewie, pay him his fucking money, bro. Just pay him his money.
I mean, within reason. I mean, like I said, we don't know what is going on or what he's.
But he's not asking for more money. He's only asking for what he was promised in the original contract. It's not like he's trying to renegotiate and say, hey, I want more cash. He said, just pay me what we agreed when I first signed the contract with you guys. That's all. So he's not asking for much. So it's not like he's asking for a double. Like I said, I don't know how much he was getting paid. But yeah, he's not, you know, top tier money. Obviously not. let's not kid ourselves.
He's not Tony Stark. He's not Tom Cruise. He ain't The Rock.
Let's calm down. And I love Chris Pine, and lately he's been.
No, I do, man.
That question, but let's bring it down a little bit.
Yeah,
it is what it is.
He's not a huge star. He's not an A-lister.
No, at all. I mean, he's not a schlub.
He's not anchoring movies.
No, I don't think. I mean, he can headline movies, but he's not going to draw the crowds in.
He's not an anchor.
He can. I mean, Star Trek. He anchored those films, I think, personally. I mean, I don't know. And Hello, High Water.
Yeah, it's ensemble, though. You got.
Yeah, that's. Yeah.
Well, that's fair. That's fine.
Yeah, Zoe Saldana. You have Zachary Quinto. You have.
The guy from Harold
Simon Pegg. Yeah,
Harold Kumar. you know, classic comedies. Moving on here, left or right here, and it is an easy left, but I'll ask it anyway. So apparently they cast the voice of what's going to be part of the main character in the live action / animation version of Sonic the Hedgehog. Huh. Really? Do we even have to move on with it? But do you want to see? That was a great game, but a movie of Sonic the Hedgehog?
Yeah.
Pikachu movie, dude. Come on.
Doesn't Hollywood learn about these video game movies, dude? They just don't work.
No, they do not, dude.
I mean, I know one's going to finally hit, dude. And I'm good. I'm going to jump for joy.
And if it's this one, I'm going to cry.
I mean, I'm gonna go streaking down the quad if, God forbid, we get a good movie. But
we're going streaking.
I mean, but damn, I don't know, whatever. But it's a more interesting topic as far as the last movie tend the topic here, and that's, I guess that they're potentially trying to greenlit or get into production, whatever, for a Supergirl movie, part of the DC extended universe, whatever they're calling it these days. Okay. Mike, start with you. Right or left on a Supergirl movie at this point?
Movie?
Yes.
No, left.
Really?
Yeah, the TV show's not bad, but I mean, I just think she can't support a movie.
Really? You don't think so?
I just don't think the interest is there, dude.
With this whole woman thing, I think there's interest.
Can we focus on making sure that Aquaman's good and we get a Flash movie and fix a Batman movie and get one good Joker instead of multiple Joker movies instead of trying to introduce all these new characters?
Thank you. And where though?
I mean, because we're still talking about
Man of Steel 2.
Yeah, exactly. And then get Supergirl. Can we get the follow up to Superman, please?
For real. I mean, I don't mind.
You want to bring her into that movie? So be it. But I mean, let's get your shit together.
No, I agree. Totally agree, dude. I mean, I want my Batman. I want my Superman. I'll see Supergirl.
Get a Green Lantern movie first, please.
Green Lantern.
Fix it.
The Wonder Twins. I already see Wonder Twins. It's bringing them out
there. He wants Anne and Jaina.
Yeah, what the hell? And it's funny because
I want to see somebody, a monkey, and then a bucket of water.
Oh, God. It's funny because speaking of Green Lantern, I'll bring it up. I wasn't going to because it's an unfounded thing, but. Speaking of fantasy football, we're doing a fantasy thing here. I guess they were talking about, and not before, it's just currently, that they were looking at Tom Cruise to play Hal Jordan for Green Lantern. And it was contingent that, I guess the script that's out there, quote unquote, has Hal Jordan dying at the end. Tom Cruise doesn't want that to happen. Whatever. This came from this really unreliable source, which is why I didn't want to bring it up. But just for the sake of it, let's assume Tom Cruise is cast as Hal Jordan. How do we feel about that? If that were to happen? I love Tom.
I think Tom Cruise too old.
Right.
I'm kind of thinking that as well.
He's too old. I mean, I love Tom Cruise, but damn, I don't know. If it's true, and the script called that he died, maybe he's passing the ring to. Was the other guy Stewart? Mike, correct me on that one. Was the other John guy? Stewart. That was, John Stewart. What if he's the older guy and John Stewart's a young guy?
American cat, yeah.
Right, and he passes on the powers to him at the end of the movie. Some of that, I'm fine with that because that means that Tom Cruise won't have to carry that mantle, that role for, you know, next 10 years. Or whatever.
I just don't. I'm not feeling that at all, dude.
Yeah, right. I'm not either. It's kind of weird, but I said that's just a completely unfounded rumor. That's nothing. But either way, it'd be interesting if that actually came true. I don't. But you're right. I don't think I want to see that. As much as I love Tom Cruise, I don't want to see that. Let's go some TV. We got a little time left, and the big show we got started. Of course, 2 episodes in. Better Call Saul, making the call.
It's all good, man.
It's all good, man. And with 2 episodes in. Spoiler free. That first episode, that was good. Solid. It was good, you know, starting. It's a good startup. But dude, that second episode was stellar, dude.
Damn right.
It was absolute. We had Gus. I love Gus. One of the best villains on TV. Phenomenal. And the show's so good. Mike, I don't quite remember. Do you watch it or no? Are you into it?
I've seen the first 2 seasons. I just haven't seen this season yet.
Oh yeah, I mean it's the third season is great. But yeah, man, it's really good. Dude. I mean, I can't stress enough. I mean, if you're a fan of the Breaking Bad and that style of show, and it's heading more towards that direction, clearly.
Well, it's like colliding with it, supposedly, from what I've read. I just
exactly yeah, which is it's another. But you know, it's a prequel. We all know it's eventually going to head towards. Just a matter of how and what manner. But they found a way, despite knowing what's going to happen for the most part is still extremely entertaining.
To make it interesting, right?
Yeah, very riveting. And then going back and seeing how some of this stuff originated, it's fantastic. And even the character saw things is great. It was really good, man. The second episode was great, 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 man. I'm looking forward to it. As a show, if you're a fan of it, you haven't caught Better Call Saul, it's slow, absolutely. But it's really good. It's great writing. And it gets better as the seasons go on. I'm really excited about that one. So, and Chewy, I mean, I haven't, Chewy, what else have you caught?
Okay. I guess you don't want my opinion on the show. That's fine.
Oh, I'm sorry, dude.
You said you like the show, crazy. Jeez.
Ah, gee, man. Someone's got the bitter berry today. Jeez, Louise. Relax, man. The Dolphins will be great again someday. Someday.
Don't tease the man like that.
Yeah, exactly. No, dude, I could not agree more. It's an amazing show, character driven. Obviously, it's not an action show. It's about the characters, about the development.
Right.
Definitely excellent written, excellently edited, beautifully. The scenes that they show, so subtle, so on point. I mean, it's just great. Bob Odenkirk, one of my favorite actors on TV. He just does an amazing job. I mean, obviously he's going through, the death of his brother to now all of a sudden, okay, not my fault. Next.
Spoiler alert.
Sorry, dude. This is the season 3 stuff, man. Come on. Gus Fring, Giancarlo Esposito, dude, man. I mean, if you thought he was great in Breaking Bad, and that was, he was in it, but here it's like he's one of the main characters, and you see him in full effect. I mean, this last episode, it was like, damn!
And look, like he's not afraid to get his hands dirty.
Oh, hell no, man. Yeah, that's for sure. it's so, so good. I mean, even with the minor characters, Hamlin and what's her name? Ray Seahorn character. His girlfriend.
I forget his name. She had a really good show in this second
episode. One scene to kind of go through his brother's estate, and she just goes ape shit over him. It was just such great acting, such a very good show. I sit there and watch. I look forward to my Mondays just to catch that show.
Yeah, it's one of the few shows I watch live.
Yeah.
Besides Game of Thrones, obviously. But yeah, it's one of the ones. Everything else, I usually just binge it or watch it later. Like, I have to see it live. We talk about it at work, so I kind of have to keep up kind of deal. But it's really good. It's one of the shows that if you guys have not watching it, it's highly recommended. It really is. But I forewarn you, it is a character show, and it's a slow show. But it's fine. You know, it's not for everybody. Absolutely. What else is out there, Chewy?
Oh, Preacher's obviously still on. So I think they're two-thirds through season 3 now.
I haven't been watching it. I'm going to watch
binge it. Yeah, you got to binge it. It's probably better designed for a binge than for a weekly show, honestly.
Yeah.
Know how you are. You just want to get to the meal, and you skip the appetizer and get right into it. So, but it's a good show, man. It is.
Mike, are you watching that, Mike?
No.
Oh, okay. Because I know you're a fan of the show, right? Am I wrong with that? You like the second season?
He is. Yeah, he is.
Yeah. No, I'm a fan.
Yeah, I want to. I heard the time yet. Yeah, I want to watch that one. I like the second season was way better than the first. I like the first one. The second one really.
Yeah.
It kind of found the footing.
That's what it
should be like.
And they still have a Hilter, aka Hitler.
That's great.
It's a great scene. They actually introduced the devil in this one.
Oh, really?
Satan. Okay. Yeah. So it's like it's pretty comical, dude.
Okay. I'm waiting for it to finish. I'm going to watch all ten episodes, whatever it is, that just watch it. You're right. That's a show that you kind of it loses momentum by week to week, I think.
You're watching
it live. So and it's not a knock on the show. It's just some shows are better off. But the binge, that's all it is.
Just binge it and see the whole. You don't want to wait week to week,
Yeah, exactly.
The Sinner, obviously, is the one that you turned me on to. So that started the limited series number 2 a few weeks back. So 3 weeks. It's at 3 weeks in.
You caught up to it? Oh, okay.
Yeah. I finished season 1. I saw it. And then I've been watching week to week the new season. So excellent show, dude.
Yeah, I'm going to watch once the fourth one comes out, watch the 4, binge 4, and then wait for the next 4.
Yeah,
because I like the first season a lot. The more I think about, yeah, Yeah, exactly. Just kind of watch at least a part of it, because the more I think about the first season, the more I like it, how good it was, and I heard the second one's even better. Chewie, you've seen the first, what, three episodes?
I was on three episodes. It's on Wednesdays on USA, and I think the story. Yes, it is. It's because okay. I think there's more mystery to the story and to this kid who's the killer in this season, and so they don't lay it out as easily as they do in season one, right? So everything in season one was flashback essentially.
Yeah, of course.
And this one's obviously a little bit different. It's about a 11-year-old, 12-year-old kid. Who's the perpetrator of the murders in this one. So kind of digging through to why.
Still being investigated by, of course, our former president, of course.
Bill yes, Bowman. Yes, yes. Great.
It's gotten a lot of great reviews, by the way.
No, it has. It has. Which is why
him.
Great things about Bill Pullman.
He's really
anti what you're used to seeing him in and act. It's a completely 180 different character, and the mannerism is like, oh, okay, that's not the Bill Pullman I remember.
No, yeah, he's very nuanced. It's a very subdued but disturbed character.
Yes, absolutely.
It's fascinating. He's really good. I'll give him credit. I mean, that's probably one of the best I've ever seen him. You know, personally.
I could not agree more.
Yeah, very good. Mike, did you see? You haven't seen that first season, have you? Or
no, that's on my list, so.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, that one. Yeah, I think
everything's on Mike.
No worries.
That's I know you what that one. I think you're definitely enjoying that one.
No, I have an endless list of crap I gotta watch. So.
There's so much stuff. I know. Chewie, you saw first episode. I'll probably jump on tomorrow, Sunday.
Disenchantment on Netflix.
Netflix. I the reviews haven't been that good though. That I saw a couple real quick. Just
that's
a couple
a great show, right?
Yes, though, from, you know, obviously.
Yes, from a Futurama.
But I heard that, you know, it's rocky, for whatever that's worth. That's what I hear. I haven't seen it, so I don't know. But you saw the first episode, Troy, was it?
Yeah, I saw the first episode. I thought it was funny. I sat watching my TV 14, so I thought it would be TVMA, and it wasn't. But still, yeah. I mean, the jokes push the envelope. So if you listen to the jokes, then you'll catch double meetings behind a lot of that stuff.
Of course, yeah, that's what he's known for, and let's be honest.
Exactly. So if you enjoy that type of comedy, then you should enjoy this show. Like I said, I've only seen one episode, so I'm not giving it a ringing endorsement yet until I catch more. It's a 10-episode, 30-minute episode, 35-minute episode, so it should be an easy binge.
Yes,
you catch the whole thing. Yeah. But and I think they call this season part one, so it's a multiple part arc, or multi season arc, whatever you want to call it.
If it gets to that point,
yeah. Well, it's already been they already renewed it for season part two, so they just decided to break it up into part one and part two, 10 episodes each.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So, obviously, Netflix has seen enough, or they've seen enough to greenlight it for at least for the two parts that they're going to.
They're greenlighting some heinous shit, so there's that.
Oh yeah, I mean they cancel stuff. Don't get me wrong, but
they cancel a fair amount of stuff. So
yeah, like I said, it's spaghetti against the wall to see what sticks. But whatever, I mean, I'll give it a shot. I would definitely want to catch it. That's such an easy watch. 30 minutes is fine. Yeah. I know because we got Ozark coming out, which I hear is stellar.
In 2 weeks, Ozark and Jack Ryan. So definitely looking forward to both of those.
Jack Ryan the 31st, and I think Ozark. Both of them.
No, both of them are the 31st.
Both 31st. Yeah, we got those dropping. We got a week later, we got Iron Fist 2. So there's a lot of stuff. The fall season usually brings a lot of stuff. So
actually, the following week, there's Iron Fist 2 and Atypical dropping that same Friday.
Oh, Atypical, right, yeah.
Season 2 of Atypical.
Yeah, I like that first
show.
So that's 2 weeks. So yeah, this is the meaty part of the season.
Yeah, the summer lull is over. It's time to meat and potatoes time again.
Yeah, exactly. So we're obviously leading up to whenever Game of Thrones decides to show up.
Right.
Whatever. I mean,
there is a show dropping on Netflix next week. It's called The Innocents. I've only seen one trailer for it. Looks.
Is that?
I haven't read any reviews.
Wait. With the shape shifting people, the kids, or whatever.
Shape shifting. No, that's not
that another one.
It's the one with Guy Pearce. I think it's one.
Okay, never mind.
Sure what shapeshifting you're talking. Yeah.
Oh, there's one I saw. It's like a young adult kind of bullshit, and the kids that can change that. You know, like they're like, you know, Mystique, I guess, whatever. and
no, that's something
shape-shifting and the running whip and something. I don't know what it looked terrible. It looked like it was young adult. It was Twilight, Divergent, you know, Hunger Games kind of shit, whatever.
The one I saw had Guy Pearce, but
no, that's not that one. That's not that one. No, okay.
So different. Okay, I want to make sure a different one because but it starred Guy Pearce. From Memento fame, of course. Let me look at the trailer again and see. I don't recall seeing any face shape shifting stuff. That sounds a little out my comfort zone of what I watch, honestly.
Ooh, right, but which I'm fine with. It's just the young adult theme. It's like, oh, you know, this couple, young couple. Right. I don't want to. It's just it's
CW type shit.
It could be. If it's that one, then I'm gonna skip it. I just saw some.
That's what I'm saying. Snippet. I saw it. I'm like, it reeked of.
Okay. Let me do a search and look for the full trailer then, because I just called.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff coming up. A lot of stuff coming up. So we'll get knee deep in a couple of weeks when we saw. Obviously, I'm gonna start Ozark right away when it drops, of course.
Oh yeah, definitely. Dude.
And Jack Ryan too. I want to get
the Emmy nominated Ozark.
Emmy nominated, exactly. Well deserved too. And I think it might be a popular Netflix category in Oscars too. So maybe we'll see that.
Maybe.
Yeah, whatever. Why not? So let's wrap it up. Anything else, Chewy, on the TV side? Mike, anything you saw, whatever?
I'm just watching a lot of sports right now.
Knee-deep.
Yeah.
No, I know fans.
Football. It's pretty much consumed me.
We got that too, of course, coming up along the same time. Some of these shows are dropping, so it's gonna be a busy fall season for. Well, don't worry, because Mike, after week three, after week four, you're 0-4 out of the playoffs, and you know, you go back to your regular.
Yeah, back to TV. I think I'll be out of the playoffs in week two, but that's just me.
Well, maybe week one. Let's not kid ourselves.
Nunca sabe.
Whatever. But yeah, so let's wrap it up there, gentlemen. Parting words, Mike first, then Chewy.
I just want to say hey to all my peeps. Robert, good man. Barbara Floyd, Dennis Baratheon, the crew I always say hello to. My kids, my daughter.
I think I'm still waiting for a new Barbara Floyd song for our intro outro, but I'm just saying.
Outro.
I've gone away from the intro. We're just going to go cold.
I noticed
like
that.
We've been doing.
The outro, the outro. Right, pick another song. It's all good.
No appetizer, no drink, just straight to the meal.
Let's get this salad,
no soup. Just give me my plate of meat, dude.
Apparently, there's no foreplay here at the Real Mentors Podcast.
That's right.
Whatever.
You know what I should do is I should have George record and open every week.
Oh God, no. Never mind.
Calm down.
Sorry, George, but no.
our show will become an evil podcast that causes bad things to listen.
You might as well get Ben Stein to do our intro, dude.
For real.
Euler.
All right, so let's leave it there. We'll jump on. We do got a
shout out. Yeah, thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry, dude.
Thank you very much.
You did it to him again, man.
Again, dude. I didn't get Chewy's reminder. His phone wasn't ringing with the reminder for me to give him the opportunity. Go ahead, Chewy.
Shout out to Mr. Ralph Delgado. If he's a listener, appreciate the invite to his fantasy league. These guys talk a lot of smack on one of these apps or whatever. So, yeah. He made me download it. I was like, I'm not 13, man, but whatever, dude. But shout out to that league, and hopefully I can take home the money and the liquor.
Chewy's trying to chase that prize that yours truly currently holds.
Chasing that Quan.
The reigning fantasy football champion. Thank you very much, but I'll leave it at that. I digress. That being said, we'll do this again next week. I think we got George coming up in a couple weeks, as always. We'll do a little special show for that one when he's on. Thanks for listening again. Check us out on Facebook. We drop all the trailers and big news that happens on TV, movies, etc. And so we'll see you guys next time. Gentlemen.
Good show, kids.